This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Time to start the broadcast week on a healthier note. That's why we're here. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on for the next 2 hours. Syndicated by GCN all over the planet via satellite down to the radio stations around the country, around the world. And we've got a great show, great couple hours lined up for you, including, do you have pets? Do you like animals? We've got Dr. Marlene Siegel joining us for a while, and we've got a lot of pet questions coming in, pet stories coming in. And, of course, if you care for your pets, you're also going to want to kind of extrapolate the information we give you to you, too. Humans, listen, pay attention. I don't know how many cats and dogs listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but I know we got kids that listen, and those kids love their pets. So we've got that going on, and we want to protect those kids from harmful violations of their fundamental integrity. That's right. As spiritual beings, they come in here to inhabit a physical body for the time they're here, the time we're here. And we don't believe in violating them. And we don't want to stand idly by while government, media, medical complex promote this idea that you could be ejected even against your will. With no informed consent. In fact, your kids, if they're at school, we're going to... Parents, you don't want to evaluate. Hey, you know what? We got the school nurse, and she'll override you parents, or even grandparents, if you get custody of those kids for whatever reason. And that's the first story of the day. Normally, during the week, for those of you longtime listeners to Robert Scott Bell Show, we give you some visuals. Our simulcast today is on Facebook Live, and eventually it'll go out through all of our other video media outlets. But I don't have the ability to show you the screen, grabs, captures, and guests, so it's just me. You got to deal with that if you're watching live on Facebook. Otherwise, listen in. A lot of great and important information, empowering information that you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media. If you want to follow along, though, go to robertscottbell.com. While you're there, sign up for email alerts, and you'll be alerted to a way you can join us and perhaps win a free 2-ounce bottle, $70 retail value approximate, of the Plus CBD oil that we love so much here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from CB Sciences. So, about the vaccine mandate, is it like the military draft? Let's get into it. Our first story brings us to Kansas. Let's see. Johnson County parents, who are actually grandparents, they got custody of their grandbaby, are suing the state over vaccine requirements, comparing it to the military draft. Conscription. Now, I know many of you are fans of the military or support the military, and I believe, indeed, there is a constitutional role for a robust military in defense of the nation, or any nation for that matter. But to conscript you against your will, maybe you have a problem with that. Maybe you'd like it to be voluntary. And if you believe in voluntarism, if you will, how about volunteering into something called a vaccine? As opposed to having to opt out of one they assume you're going to get. And if you don't, you're going to get it anyway because it's mandatory. Unless you have a specific religious belief in certain states.
And in certain states that still allow for religious beliefs, like Kansas, apparently they say, well, the religion has to say specifically in its dogma that it is against their belief system, which violates the First Amendment. Never mind the First Amendment. California violated it. New York has violated it. Maine has violated it. Let's go on and on. West Virginia, Mississippi. Who else wants to join in on the anti-religion crusade that we're seeing in America? Specific to what? The religion of vaccinology, broader-based concept being the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, modern medicine, the medical monopoly. So grandparents are thinking Kansas has become the religion police challenging the vaccination policy. They've never vaccinated their four-year-old. They're suing Blue Valley schools and state officials, calling Kansas's immunization requirements unconstitutional and archaic. Linus and Terry Baker previously sued the Kansas Department of Children and Families, which it had in 2017 notified them that it would vaccinate the boy against their wishes. Can you imagine? You're the guardian of that child. The state goes, nope, sorry. We are going to medically experiment upon them. I know you don't want it, but tough nubs. And so they didn't do it, ultimately. The suit was dropped, dismissed, or whatever. But now the boy is approaching school age, and they're at it again. The Bakers, who are the child's biological grandparents, they're adopted parents now, they filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Kansas against the Blue Valley School District. Governor Laura Kelly, Attorney General Derek Schmidt, and Lee Norman, Secretary for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. What do they say? Linus Baker says, we have this right of having bodily integrity. He works as a lawyer in Stillwell and Southern Johnson County, so he knows the legal game. You can't pump someone's stomach against their wishes, he says. You can't make someone take drugs. You can't make a woman have an abortion. You can't do a lot of things because of bodily integrity. So why is it we can force a child to be injected with vaccines 24 different times? It's the same principle, he says. No comment from the government in this case thus far. State officials, of course, they say, well, your child, if not vaccinated, is a hazard. Posing a hazard to all of the other kids who are vaccinated. Don't even get me started. Okay, it's too late. I'm started. I've been triggered. What does this mean? Well, it means that vaccines don't work. They know they don't work. And so in order to have any plausible deniability that they do work, they get everybody vaccinated, so it's equally bad, so that if anybody gets sick, they're all vaccinated, so it's not the real disease, it's something else, we'll call it something new. Yet they do allow for medical exemptions, and again in Kansas, the religious ones, but you have to belong to a religion that says it. Nonsense. That's a violation of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It's very simple. Very clear. No state-sanctioned religion. Unfortunately, we do. That religion is modern medicine. Now, the Baker's son, referred to as SFB in court documents, was born with a heart condition, required surgery at 6 months of age. He's now physically healthy. But Linus, the grandpa or dad now at this point, says he has mental disabilities because of it. And that happens, especially under anesthesia. These things can create lifelong disability. Family worries about how vaccines could affect his health, and they have religious objections. When he was a little boy, was 2 years old, he was placed in temporary state custody after a Johnson County drug ruled he was a child in need of care. His biological mother, the Baker's daughter, was notified that the Kansas Department of Health, Children and Family Services, or DCF, might vaccinate her son. That's what started all of this. Now, they're claiming the exemptions are irrational because, again, I've already narrowed it down to how it's not just a broad religious belief that is not born of a litmus necessity. In other words, you don't have to belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque, or even if you do and everybody else disagrees with you. It doesn't matter. But it's still backwards because you have to opt out. That's just messed up. That means that our government believes that you are a child of government, your kid is a child of government, your grandkid is a child of government, not of God, which violates fundamental religious beliefs, if there ever were any. It's crazy. But in order to get them in school, of course, sanctioned by the state, whether it be public school or even private school, and this is the sticky wicket that we get into. If you as a religious institution, a religious school, ask permission of the government for special privileges based on your religious status, then they're going to start throwing rules at you, and you should not be surprised. In the same way that you ask permission, for instance, you get a birth certificate for your child, you get a social security number for your child, suddenly the state assumes jurisdiction over that child. You got a marriage license, bingo, bango, bongo, they claim jurisdiction. Why? Because you ask permission of the government, not God, the government, your new God, your replacement God, your demigod, to marry the one that you love and want to spend, tend to spend the rest of your life with. You've asked permission. They go, okay, we grant you permission. Because it's not a right. It's a privilege. And we can take it away. With privileges come rules, come strings. And the vaccine issue is one of them damn strings loaded with big pharma's aluminum, mercury, aborted fetal cells, animal RNA, DNA. We could go on. Oh, but no, that's okay to inject. Just don't put it in a baby's bottle. You could get in trouble. This is an amazing kind of a distinction in terms of the lawsuit, the way they're growing, strategically, instead of going back to it's my right to not, they come back with a threat. You got to make them defend their violation of bodily integrity. I like where this guy's going. I don't know where it's going to end up, but it'll be very interesting to see where it goes. Now, in the last minute or so, I got to remember on my radio show weekends, our first day of the week here, Sundays on GCN, I don't have a lot of time like I do on my weekday show where I'm flexible and when we run an ad. There's a lawmaker in where? California, who has banned people that follow him on Twitter that he doesn't like, doesn't agree with. If they have not a sycophant vaccine policy in their own mindset, they disagree with mandatory vaccines in California or elsewhere, he bans them. This guy's name, you've heard of him? I think you have. Senator Richard Dickey Pan. Yeah, you remember when Pan ran? Well, he's going to run now because he's been sued. Yep, he blocked anti-vaccine activists on Twitter, and now he's facing a lawsuit similar to Donald Trump. President Trump banned people from following him, and they said, hey, violation of free speech? We can't communicate with an elected official? Uh-uh, not so fast, Richard Pan. So you're going to have to deal with it or just shut down your Twitter account, which we would all be better off if you would just kind of quietly go away. But in the meantime, while you're here, you will become the poster child for everything that's wrong with government when it comes to violating bodily integrity, health, freedom, healing, liberty, the sanctity of the human body. An innocent child comes to this planet through a mom and a dad, usually. That's how it usually happens. Not a test tube. I know there's some test tube babies. But you know what I'm saying here? You're born, and the moment you're born, the state says, you're ours! Hep B vaccine, because you might sneak out of the delivery room and get a tattoo with a dirty needle. Nonsense. So much of government is nonsense. Hey, back with Pet Health and Dr. Marlene Siegel next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Two hours a day, 6 days a week. Our first day of the week right here with GCN. All the rest of the week, naturalnewsradio.com. And if you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see it simulcast video everywhere as well. Right now, we're going to get into some pet health issues. And it was so great. Dr. Marlene Siegel called me out of the blue this week while I was in the midst of packing and moving. I could hardly just stand still as my wife was giving me funny looks. Hey, you're supposed to be grabbing that box. But Dr. Siegel, always so enthusiastic about new health and healing options for not only our critter friends, but also all of us. And she joins us now. We got a lot of pet stuff to discuss. Dr. Marlene Siegel is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
Hey, the kids in the crowd goes wild, Dr. Siegel. So it's so funny because when you called, I was thinking about you. And, you know, that's the psychic friends connection thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, hey, we got to move our cat, which was no problem because we moved our cat cross country and she did great. But when we moved to the new place, there was a cat that lived in the garage. It was an outdoor cat, technically, but in the winter, and when it wanted shelter, it would come into the garage. And by the year end of being there, the kids fell in love with this cat. It's a sweet cat, but obviously a killer cat because it goes out there and mouses and birds and all of that stuff. But it was going to be homeless when we left. So the kids said, can we take him? So I talked to you. You talked about it. We've got him in the garage now. And he's first 24 hours, he was a little bit freaky, but now he's happily running about. We've got him good on the good food and water. And you said about a week we could start letting him out again. You think he'll stick around close to home?
I think so. I think he really is bonded to you guys. I think that's what's going to hold him there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he really loves the kids, and he's turned into from a scary cat to a sweet cat. Because I didn't know. We haven't had an outdoor cat like this that is a real hunter. But for the gardening purposes out here, it's great because it keeps the rodents down, you know, as far as that goes. So that's not bad.
Oh, that's excellent. I can't wait to meet him next time I come out there.
Absolutely. Would love to have you over here. We'll have a guest room for you. Now, we have a bunch of stories on pet-related issues, and the first one is about toxic pond algae killing dogs. And, you know, I haven't had a dog. I'm not a dog person. I love dogs, but you know how we've always been cat people. But the idea is when you were out running the dogs love to jump in water. They love to swim. They love to be in whatever body of water. I hope that in Florida they don't get eaten by gators. But what is this toxic pond algae? Have you seen any issues like this in your practice?
I haven't had any cases in my practice. However, we had a hold to do here in Florida. This is multiple years in a row where we've had algae blooms in the oceans. So there was a whole thing for people just a couple months ago telling people not to go in the ocean because there were algae-borne diseases, fecal contamination. There was a big dump that occurred from some company putting a bunch of feces in the water. So I'm not shocked to hear that. A lot of times they'll check our ponds, the lakes that we live on, and because of all the fertilizer runoff, because people put so much fertilizer and toxins in their lawn, well, where do you think that's going to run off to when you live on a lake, right? It's going to run into the water, and all the sewage that's being dumped off of ships and off of hotels and everything that's going into the waters, we're literally creating these algae blooms. So in Florida, of course, we have our hot seasons, and you take this algae and you heat up the water, then you're going to get these algae blooms. It really has more to do with the amount of fertilizers and toxins that have been put into the water that then stimulate the growth of these algae.
Yeah, well, nature's always trying to deal with toxicological burdens, and algae blooms are the way that it deals with it. And I know that dogs and cats and animals have a much more resilience in dealing with certain bacterial species that can be normally occurring in bodies of water where humans would end up very sick. But the toxic poisons, man, they're just as bad for animals, if not worse, than it is for us as humans, who can typically be a little larger, so it can be even more brutal for them.
Well, it's not just that it's more brutal, but think about the fact that we have compromised their immune systems so dramatically. And instead of just blaming other things, I think we really need to look at the individual's immune system. We need to look at the immune system of the earth. What are we doing to it? And so I think this is just nature fighting back and saying, hey, you know, if you're going to contaminate us, well, this is the response that you're going to get. So I think it's a wake-up call, not just that we have to be careful about letting the dogs and the people and the kids swimming in the ponds. You know, you got to use a little bit of common sense as well. If it's all grody looking and you have scum on the top, it's not a healthy place to go swimming. But
yeah,
more
well,
so
we
than
come,
that, I think we really need to look at the why. Why
yes,
are
Dr.
we getting
Siegel.
These algae blooms? I've been in Florida for 60 years, and I
Dr.
see
Siegel,
it every
stand,
year
stand by.
Worse
we,
and worse.
We got to go on a break. And when we come back from this break, Dr. Marlene Siegel will go through maybe some protocols, some options, some thoughtful things for moms and dads of pets to do if they run into this occasion. Also, lymphoma in pets. We'll talk about that, too. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hundreds of far-right protesters and anti-fascist counter-demonstrators swarmed Portland, Oregon yesterday for a long-hyped rally that attracted President Donald Trump's attention and resulted in at least 13 arrests. Police seized metal poles, bear spray, and other weapons, also closed bridges and streets. 6 injuries were reported so far. This is a dynamic event with demonstrators frequently moving from one part of the city to the other, but he also stated that hate needed to stay out of Portland.
To those of you who plan on using Portland as a platform to spread your hate, you are not welcome here.
Leaders of the right-wing groups vowed to return to Portland as often as possible, saying they will keep coming back as long as the left-wing anti-fascists, known as Antifa, remained active. President Trump weighed in, saying that major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
We got questions of the day coming up. You could submit them 24/7 at robertscottbell.com, and we'll get to them on the air. If it's not our Sunday live broadcast on radio or Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio, we'll get you. We got you covered. Right now, we got Dr. Marlene Siegel. And we have links to her, and she has an amazing pet food that is not toxic, not synthetic. There's no garbage in it. It's raw, like our animal friends are designed to eat. I mean, when was the last time, other than The Far Side by Gary Larson, that you saw pets cooking their food around a campfire? They're just not eating that. Not even a can of beans. That's not what they eat. So we'll talk about species-appropriate diets as well coming up. But we were just talking about the toxic algae blooms, and you know, you rightfully, Dr. Siegel, expanded into just general toxicity, what we're doing to the environment we all live in, and how does that impact our internal environment? And that seems to me to necessitate that veterinary doctors, are they taught detoxification techniques? Is that a part of their core curriculum, or is it just like allopathic medical doctors for people? Detox is just something you do if somebody's hooked on heroin.
No, it's really not discussed. All the things that I have picked up over the past 20 years is not taught in veterinary school. And it's kind of sad because I think we've missed the elephant in the room when it comes to understanding how the body really works. You know, number one, you got to quit poisoning the body. Whether you're jumping in a toxic pond with algae bloom or you're eating toxic food, you got to stop doing the things that are, of course, going to cause harm. And then from there, you make sure all your essential nutrients are on board. You make sure that you have a healthy, intact gut lining. And then it's important to do detoxification. I don't think it was a big issue several thousand years ago because they didn't have the level of toxicity we have now. We've created over 85,000 toxins just since the end of World War II, you know, 1942. So we're talking in a really short period of time, we have inundated and overwhelmed our body's immune system to where it literally can't keep up with the toxic load. You got kidneys, colon, liver, lungs, skin, and lymphatics. So my opinion, the lymphatics and the liver are the two most important because they do the most work. So that's where I put my focus of attention. And there's certainly some things that people could do at home for lymphatics. They can do dry brushing like they do for people. We use a lymphatic machine that does a decongestion. It uses negative ions and microcurrents and inert gases, and it helps to soften and liquefy the lymphatic material so it can actually start moving again, and it helps to increase the immune system. Other things that you can do at home include coffee enemas. You know, you and I started our very first conversation yes. talking about coffee enemas. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, but the thing was that even got me is, like, I get it for a human because you put something in there you need to hold for a little while. I don't know how the animals would know this. Like, we need you to hold on to this for a little while.
Yeah, you just don't take them outside, let them go and potty. You just...
Wow. Really,
if you do it after they've already had a bowel movement,
mm-hmm.
then they hold it super easy.
So they have the impact for their liver and their detoxification pathways. And I would say to get out of a very toxic crisis, this is an appropriate utilization of that method. I'm not saying that everybody needs to do it all the time. That's never been the case. But there are times where you're dealing with a very intoxicated animal, much less human. And we've talked about it in terms of cancer. If you're able to kill the cancer cells, hopefully more holistically than toxicologically, there's cachexia that is a response to just pure poison as the cancer cells break down and you can't eliminate those wastes fast enough. That's what got you into the mess in the first place, detox congested pathway. So I thought it was fascinating. Yes, it's funny a little bit too, but amazing, Dr. Siegel, what you've been able to do with these animals to bring them back from basically almost the dead.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. We use salt therapy as well. I have a salt booth, mm-hmm. and that works on lungs. And then and we do infrared saunas, both in full immersion infrared saunas, and we have an infrared sauna pad, and they can lay on that. It's full spectrum, far and near. And good diet. You know, they need to eat what they mm-hmm. were designed to eat so that they don't stress their immune system any more than is necessary. We already live in a toxic world. But if you have the nutrients that your body needs, do its job. And you're cleaning those organs of elimination. Exercise. Oh, my gosh. Think about that. How many animals get any kind of high-intensity exercise? Zip. So we have a few working dogs. Those guys are doing great. But the average cat that's living indoors, they don't get any exercise. They used to have to hunt for their food. That's pretty high intensity because you have to chase your food down. Mm-hmm. But they live in a world now where they don't get that kind of exercise, and that impacts the lymphatics and it impacts the circulation and detoxification pathways. So all of that's really important, figuring out ways that you can get these animals to move more.
Marlene, it's just like humans, honestly. Let me say, having moved again and having engaged the physical body to the way that I believe the Creator designed the physical body to be used, work, you know, push that body. Muscles are there for a reason. You're moving. Mm-hmm. The lymphatic system is draining. And so by the end of the day, like last night, I was like, oh, my gosh, 9:30, you know. Well, I'm ready for bed. Not because I'm fatigued, like chronic fatigue. It's like you've had a hard day, like a farmer that really works the land. and you sleep well, you're deep sleeping, you wake up and you're ready to go. I mean, it's a different lifestyle than most people lead, just as you described it for these animals. Now, I want to get into another issue of cancer in pets, because we do have a question of the day coming in, so let's go ahead and take that really quickly.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one's coming from Carmen. Says, hi, Robert and Mr. Super D. All right, Super Don, you're in on this one. Also, Dr. Marlene Siegel says she's here today. My question today is, what type of CBD oil would you recommend for dog lymphoma? Okay, I'm a guy that I like clean CBD. You obviously want to make sure it's consistent. You know what you're getting. We here, supported by our friends at CV Sciences, plus CBDoil.com. You get the flavorless kind. These animals can do that. Dr. Siegel may have some options as well, but there is a 15% discount we have if you enter the code RSV15 when you go to PlusCBDoil.com. By the way, Carmen says, I'm a dude named after my grandpa. Carmen. See, he's a longtime listener, because we often don't know. Some of these names can be male or female. And so thank you for clearing that up, Carmen. You're a dude. I've been using the raw formula, but not sure if I should be using a different formula that would find its way to the cancer cells better. The lymphoma is near the lungs, but on the outside, I believe. We chose not to do chemo, but did have to put her on prednisone for about 2 weeks to bring her calcium levels down. Other than that, she's been on a keto diet, CBD, TCH at night. I think that's traditional Chinese herbs, because he says, and some Chinese herbs, unless, Carmen, you're temporarily dyslexic and you meant THC instead of CBD. I'm not sure. I believe she got the cancer from when we lived in a subdivision that sprayed the field that she played in. Dr. Siegel, that could be a clue. We have since moved and are now on 5 acres. So far, I believe she's doing good. Love the show and always appreciate your taking our questions. So that's from Carmen, dog with lymphoma. What do you think?
Well, I think I read that earlier, and I saw that Carmen was feeding a raw diet. That was wonderful. I would certainly make sure that all the vitamins and essential vitamins and minerals are on board. And the CBD oil is great, but it is not enough to reverse the amount of inflammation and disease that we're dealing with. Did you know that, just on a side, that dogs and cats have more cannabidiol receptors than humans?
I'm not surprised. I mean, the way they know what to eat in the wild, and the way we've kind of banned that plant or plants with high levels of cannabinoids, for instance, it's just a mess for all of us. So I'm pleased that he's aware, and that I know you are too, seeing tremendous benefit from using the cannabinoids in these animals.
Yeah, they have more cannabinoid receptors than we do. So they were literally designed to have this into their diet, and it does affect things like cancer, anxiety, noise phobias, pain, seizures, arthritis. It has a tremendous benefit. But like everything else in the Western world, it's, you can't use it to treat a symptom of cancer. You have to really target the root cause of the cancer. Why did it happen? And then make those repairs as well. So making sure that you're cleaning all organs of elimination, making sure that you're turning the mitochondria back on so it can make energy for the body to use. But the CBD is a wonderful product. The other thing I would help people with is just knowing, like, you have a good product. But for people who don't use that product and they're not sure what to use, there are a few things that they should be looking for in a good product. They want to make sure that they ask if there is any certification, making sure it's organic. That's very, very important. They want to get a certificate of analysis to make sure that a third party has actually analyzed that product and verified that it really is what it is and that there are no chemical residues in the final product. For animals, don't use any of the products that have xylitol or flavoring or alcohol in it, especially for our kitty cats. And that you want to know what kind of extraction technique that they were used. For cats, it's best if it's a CO2 extraction, because that way they don't have any detrimental chemical residues in it.
Right,
so
right.
That's just a couple extra tips.
Sure, no, that's great. And I know the struggle with hemp-derived CBD even. The feds will not certify on a federal level organics because they still perceive it's illegal. And so it's a challenge. So you've got to find other ways where they validate through third-party testing that it's free from these contaminants and pesticides, et cetera. And eventually that'll change. But for now, we got to be diligent. Don't just believe anything that anyone says, nor that you should ever. But do your homework. Make sure that they have ways to validate that. And, you know, we talk again about the glyphosate issue, the Roundup. We've seen lawsuits flying at now Monsanto's owned by Bayer. Billion-dollar awards now being given. I think these animals, which are, as you know, closer to the ground, if they're running in these fields, they're even more vulnerable to the negative effects of glyphosate or glyphosate-containing pesticides, for instance, or herbicides in this case. So I think that you almost can't eliminate that as a likely culprit in many of these animal cancers that are coming through today.
Oh, absolutely. And what glyphosate does, most people know it's a toxin, but they don't really know what it does. We have tight junctions all throughout our body. We've heard about tight junctions in the gut, but there's tight junctions in the brain and the liver and all of our organ systems. One of the first things glyphosate does is it destroys that tight junction, making it leaky so that other toxins, even just food that isn't digested, all these particles can now come into the body that were otherwise not allowed to come in. Mm-hmm. And that sets off the liver to send out the inflammatory army because it sees toxins coming in. So that's huge. And then the second thing that glyphosate does is it destroys the actin filaments. And these are the protein filaments that literally hold everything in place.
Connective tissue destroyed thanks to glyphosate. We're on a break here, Dr. Siegel. We're going to talk about this and the drops in Vermont, is it? No, we'll get to that. We're going to get to the allergies to cats. How are we going to help humans by injecting cats with new vaccines? Yes.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers.
simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, whenever they say scientists are working on a vaccine, I get nervous because they realize that there's not a lot of liability when it comes to human vaccines. I'm not so certain when it comes to animal vaccines, but in this case, it's an animal vaccine for humans, but given to animals. What the heck is going on here? Millions of people who love cats but are allergic to them. This is out of Switzerland. They're working on a vaccine called HypoCat. And we're not talking about hypoglycemic cats. We're talking about a cat protein, a protein that apparently a lot of humans are allergic to. Now, never mind that allergies are seated in leaky gut, and allergens are not truly the cause of allergies. They're triggers in people who have leaky gut and hyperimmune systems, hyperfunctioning immune systems. But never mind causation and eliminating causation. Let's just find another way to inject our furry animal friends so that humans don't suffer. Dr. Marlene Siegel is with us, PascoVet.com. Links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Have you heard about this? Injecting cats so they won't make a normal protein? What could go wrong?
Is that insanity? Well, you know, I don't have a television. I don't listen to radio except for you. And so that was news to me. Thank you, Super Don, for helping to inform me. How appalling is that? And I think you really summarized the true problem here is that we're dealing with people that have severe inflammation, leaky gut, they've damaged their bodies, they're eating non-sustainably, they have toxic environments, and they want to blame something else. So if you name it, you can blame it, and then you can have a drug for it. But that's crazy because you're not really addressing the root cause of the problem. Mm-hmm. So what we really need to do is help people to not be distracted by ridiculous answers like that and get back to the foundations of how do you make your body healthy. You know, like, it's a little bit of an effort, but you do have to stop eating the crappy foods. You do have to stop
doing the toxic behaviors. It sounds like it's hard. It really isn't. It's super, super easy. I live that lifestyle. Robert, I know you live that lifestyle. And now I wouldn't even consider a different kind of lifestyle.
No, I think people think it's hard to consider it, but you know, it may be difficult at first, just like any change you make. But after a while, you feel so great. It's like, why would I ever go back to the way it was? I thought that was easy. It's like, no, it's not easy to be sick. It's not easy to have allergies all of the time. I was the poster boy for allergies. Now, they're speaking specifically of the secretions of the FELD1 allergen, a protein which approximately 10% of the population in the Western Hemisphere is allergic to. Well, there's a lot more allergies than you can imagine than just 10%, but specific to this. Now, I would also utilize homeopathic medicines. You can actually take cat dander and convert it into a homeopathic remedy to help desensitize safely, non-toxically, non-injectable. It doesn't need to be injected. And you can help the humans to deal with these allergies. But ultimately, let's get the humans' guts back in order like you're working with their animal friends whose guts have been destroyed by, unfortunately, a lot of veterinary medicine is a lot like regular human medicine. Antibiotics and prednisone for just about everything. Destroying the lining of the gut. Yeah, you know it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty sad. I think once we start becoming less distracted and we start really taking responsibility for our actions, and I see people doing it now. It really is coming into its own. I see people that are finally tired of just the chronic relapses. I had a client in the other day. His dog constantly has skin problems, and the dog is under a year of age. Came in to get neutered. We did routine blood work, and the liver enzymes were bottomed out. So this animal is really having a hard time, and he's under a year of age. And the guy just got mad at me because the dog isn't getting better, but he doesn't want to do anything to fix the problem. Is that crazy?
Well, it's typical of humans, but normally I would like to think, you know how parents will do anything for their kids? They'll almost do anything for their animals. But still, there's reluctance because it means how they are going to interact with their animals, the changes in diet, things like, I can't get the $1.99 bag from Squalmart, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I got to feed him real food.
Yeah, every time he comes in, he's sick. Literally, either just getting over a cold or the kids have just had colds and viruses. And that's okay to him. It's like he accepts the fact that they're going to be sick all the time, but they don't want to make the effort to be healthy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. Well, what's not crazy is Dr. Marlene Siegel is going to stick with us for another segment. Beginning hour two, we've got to tackle the airdropped rabies vaccines in Vermont or anywhere else. This has been going on for a while. We haven't covered it in a while. And Dr. Siegel is going to give us some insight as well. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, launching Sunday afternoons or mornings, depending on where you are, on GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication. Go to robertscadbell.com. Learn about all we do here, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just
skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.